Isaiah chapter 24. Behold, Yahweh makes the earth empty, and makes it waste, and turns it upside down, and scatters abroad the inhabitants of it. It will be, as with the people, so with the priest, as with the servant, so with his master, as with the maid, so with her mistress, as with the buyer, so with the seller, as with the lender, so with the borrower, as with the taker of usury, so with the giver of usury to him. The land will be utterly emptied and utterly spoiled, for Yahweh has spoken this word. The earth mourns and fades away. The world languishes and fades away. The haughty people of the earth do languish. The earth is also defiled under the inhabitants of it, because they've transgressed the laws and changed the ordinance, broken the everlasting covenant. And for this reason has the curse devoured the earth. They who dwell within it are desolate. And for this reason the inhabitants of the earth are burned and few men left. The new wine mourns. The vine languishes. All the merry-hearted do sigh. The mirth of tabrets cease. The noise of those who rejoice ends. The joy of the harp ceases. They will not drink wine with a song. Strong drink will be bitter to them who drink it. The city of confusion is broken down. Every house is shut up, so that no man may come in. There is a crying for wine in the streets. All joy is darkened. The mirth of the land is gone. In the city is left desolation, and the gate is smitten with destruction. When in this manner it will be in the midst of the land among the people, like the shaking of an olive tree, like the gleaning grapes when the vintage is done, they will lift up their voice, they will sing for the majesty of Yahweh, and they will cry aloud from the sea. For this reason, honor Yahweh in the light, the name of Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, in the islands of the sea. From the uttermost part of the earth have we heard songs. Honor to the righteous. But I said, my leanness, woe to me! The treacherous dealers have dealt treacherously. Yes, the treacherous dealers have dealt very treacherously. Fear and the pit and the snare are upon you, O inhabitant of the earth. And it will come to pass, he who flees from the noise of the fear will fall into the pit. He who comes up out of the midst of the pit will be taken in the snare. For the windows from on high are open, and the foundations of the earth do shake. The earth is utterly broken down. The earth is clean dissolved. The earth is moved exceedingly. The earth will reel to and fro like a drunkard and be removed like a cottage. And the transgression of it will be heavy upon it, and it will fall and not rise again. And it will come to pass in that day, Yahweh will punish the host of the high ones on high, and the kings of the earth upon the earth. And they will be gathered together, prisoners, like prisoners that are gathered in a pit, and will be shut up in the prison, and after many days will they be visited. Then the moon will be confounded, and the sun ashamed, when Yahweh of hosts will reign in Mount Zion, and in Jerusalem, and before his ancients with honor. End of chapter.